With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Israel have launched military strikes against Iran.
The president said Iranian leaders rejected every opportunity to renounce their nuclear ambitions, forcing the U.S. military to take action against Iran and its state-sponsored terrorism.
It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer.
In a video statement, he warned of possible U.S. casualties.
The lives of courageous American heroes may be lost, and we may have casualties. That often happens in war.
The president said the mission's objective is to end threats from the regime and allow the Iranian people to take over their government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the strikes are not getting a thumbs up from some European leaders. They're raising concerns, as Julie Walker reports.
Britain, France, and Germany calling for a resumption of U.S.-Iran negotiations and condemning Iranian attacks on countries in the region. They did not comment on Saturday's U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. Leaders weighing their opposition to Iran's nuclear program against fears that unilateral action breaks international law. Germany said it was only told of the strikes on Saturday morning. Britain says it wants no wider regional war and it backs negotiations. EU diplomat Kaya Kallas called the situation perilous. Russia, Pakistan, Malaysia condemned them and urged restraint. I'm Julie Walker.
Congressman John James of Michigan says Republicans are committed to eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in the nation's health care system.
We've already cut fraud, waste, and abuse where criminals, essentially, were stealing money from the sickest and neediest Americans, folks who were struggling.
James co-sponsoring legislation aimed at improving health care transparency. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes a look at religion around the globe.
In nearly 40% of all the nations on Earth, one faith group makes up 90% or more of the population. You might think of those places as predominantly Muslim, and 34 of them are. But actually, 38 countries are 90% plus Christian. Overall, 31% of the people on Earth are Christians, compared to 26% of them who are Muslim. However, the Muslim population is growing faster. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public schoolrooms to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block that had been placed on the measure, which a lower court issued back in 2024. In the opinion, the court said it was too early to make a final judgment call on the constitutionality of the law itself. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Israel launching those attacks on Iran earlier today. A closer look at the action from the BBC's Joe Inwood.
Huge plumes of smoke could be seen rising into the sky over central Tehran. There are reports of loud explosions and fighter jets can be heard overhead. Explosions have also been reported in the holy city of Homs, Hammamshah in the west, and Isfahan. This was the result of what Israel's defense minister said was a preemptive attack against threats to his country.
The Pentagon cutting ties with a number of institutions of higher learning.
The Pentagon will forbid members of the military from attending Columbia, Yale, Brown, and other universities starting next school year amid a campaign to cut ties with institutions that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called factories of anti-American resentment. Hegseth announced the policy in a video posted to social media Friday, 3 weeks after he said the military was cutting ties with Harvard University.
More on these stories at SRNews.com.